Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, tax attorney specializing in small business. She's written all the important tax books, J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes. That's the 2017 issue is out right now. Also, tax deductions for small business, a whole bunch of others, new rules for small businesses, et cetera, et cetera. BarbaraWeltman.com, and you got a radio show, too.
I do have a radio show, and it's once a month, and you can find everything out on my website,
BarbaraWeltman.com. Is it time for me to be back on your radio show? I haven't been on in a long time.
Well, I was waiting for your new book. You told me it's coming out soon,
so you'll be back. Later on. And also,
you
got your podcast, your new podcast you're working on to help people, startups.
Small Business Boot Camp is right, and we're going to debut tonight, and then in September we're going to run a series and with a lot of help. Easy things that you have to do.
Yep, and they can find out more at BarbaraWeltman.com.
Exactly.
Weltman, folks. Check it out.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, no, we love what you do. So, okay, Barb, talk to us. You're in your wheelhouse now. Talk to us about taxes.
Taxes.
Quick report. You probably heard. Tell us what happened yesterday and what last night.
Well, you know, as the clock is ticking, and we're getting farther and farther from the possibility of having comprehensive tax reform.
Yeah.
Does it look like we'll have some kind of tax cut? I would say that we could do that, that there'll be some reduction in the tax rate on corporations.
Now they're just talking about tax cuts, not reform.
Exactly. Now we're just talking about cutting the taxes.
I'll take it.
A little bit of tweaking, but nothing comprehensive because there's just no time left.
We need some
I've heard people speculate that they're going to make some of the cuts perhaps retroactive, the reason being that they want people to see those tax cuts before they vote in 2018.
Yeah, absolutely. They want to see it on their return and also their quarterlies.
Yeah, and their quarterlies. So we'll see. I know that they've been working hard at it, but we know how massive the tax code is and how complicated the tax rules are and how many special interests are involved in the
process. There's not enough backbone in Washington on either side to do real reform.
And there you go.
there's not enough backbone or leadership to do real reform. That's the reason why. Give me some cuts, I'll take them.
Well, that's it. That's about all we're going to get. Same with health care. Maybe we'll get a little bit of reform, but we're not getting anything comprehensive.
How bizarre is it, Barbara, that this horrible, Armageddon, this horrible thing that the Democrats have imposed on us called Obamacare, a nightmare for small businesses.
Nightmare.
Continues to be. How weird is it that it looks like as it collapses, the Republicans are going to wind up getting blamed for it? Now tell me how stupid the Republicans have to be to let that happen.
But they could have done something and they didn't.
That's right. I'm saying it's on them.
It is on them now. They have control and they haven't done anything.
This reminds me of when Obama messed around with Syria long enough to make Putin look like a statesman when he went in. You know what I mean? That's how this looks to the Republicans. Now, if it fails or if it doesn't fail, if they do whatever the Republicans do, they're going to get blamed for it, good or bad.
Well, it's never going to be good enough,
right?
For whichever wherever your perspective is, whether it's not giving enough federal dollars to support Medicaid to the states, or not giving enough help to the insurance companies, or
they're big tax cuts in the Obamacare reform too, right?
Well, they cut those out pretty quickly.
Yeah,
they eliminated. There were additional Medicare as we know, there are additional Medicare taxes on earned income and net investment income, and they caved right away by eliminating the cutting of those
taking the cuts out. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But I'll tell you what, this is as frightening a time for me watching what's going on in Washington as ever in my life, Barbara. What do you think?
Interesting. Best of times, worst of
times.
Yeah,
exactly. Hey, Barb, give us the website again, please.
BarbaraWeltman.com.
Hey, Barb, good job today. Come back soon.
You betcha.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. And by the way, don't forget to check out her website for the times of her boot camp. Whatever Barbara does is good. You'll like it. You'll thank me later. I'll tell you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Seek excellence, not perfection.
The following show is produced in...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.